The three Sweeney brothers presented Park City with 8 development plans for the Treasure Hill development back in 1985. The city chose the modified cluster option that moved most of the nearly 400 single-family lots on King Road near the Town Bridge and the Summit Watch development. The smaller properties were developed first, leaving the largest portion for now. The community has showed up repeatedly over the years, mostly to speak out against this last phase, claiming not only will it negatively impact town, but it is dangerous to the already existing homes. In a recent presentation to a group of interested parties, City Attorney Mark Harrington said it's been a long road to get to this point.
City Council in 2009 decided that after 5 years of contentious hearings that they wanted to try and work out a different solution. So the Sweeney family and the City Council worked out an agreement. They stayed that application. From 2010 to 2014, the City Council directly negotiated with the Sweeney family and their partner to try and find an alternative. Unfortunately, that did not come to fruition, and the Sweeney family came back and started the Planning Commission process again in earnest in really 2016. And that's the current phase that you're seeing now before Planning Commission. They've had about a year of public hearings.
A few months ago, the applicant told the Planning Commission they would ask for a decision in September. That didn't happen, but Planning Director Bruce Erickson told KPCW the applicant did ask if the city would double up on the monthly meetings.
We're moving forward. The applicant has asked for a decision in December, which means we're going to put Treasure on both meetings in October and both meetings in November. We'll have a special meeting, so we miss Thanksgiving. The November meeting will be November 29.
So that decision has, they have made that formal request for that decision?
They have put it in an email saying this is what we'd like to do. They have not made the formal request for the 45 days at this point.
Erickson says one of the issues with the application is the amount of excavation the applicant wants to do.
They're moving things around. They may be moving in the right direction. It's not really affecting the volume of excavation at this point. So that number has gone down, say, less than 10% at this point, from about a million yards to about 900,000 yards. So a 10% reduction in excavation. The main retaining wall, the main cliffscape, still sits at somewhere between 100 and 125 feet high.
Erickson says having the applicant ask for a decision before the end of the year is important to both parties.
This has been a big part of our life for the last 14 meetings, and it's costing somewhere around 1.5 to 2 full-time equivalents on a weekly basis just to manage this project going forward. So in terms of all the other initiatives we're trying to drive, we also have to stay focused on Treasure because it is a critical project. And it is a unique project in that all of our other large-scale MPDs in town, whether it's Deer Valley, Empire Pass, Park City Mountain Resort, or St. Regis, all have been part of a larger planned community, which gives us more opportunity to do open space. So this one is highly unique. And it's in a neighborhood that's nearly built up. Both Lowell and Empire Avenue are neighborhoods. People live there.
The Park City Planning Commission meeting begins Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.